I'm here to pose a question to you all. Okay. Would you all agree that no matter what words come out of a person's mouth, they could be talking about the weather, they could be saying, oh, it's such a sunny day, the wind is blowing a little bit, or they could be talking about their oil change. They might not be a car person, but they can kind of dabble in that. It doesn't matter what they're saying. Their voice just does something to you. Would you admit that? Yeah. But also, think of this. You could have the sexiest script ever. You know, cunt, pussy, wet, dripping. All of these words could be flying out of your mouth or out of their mouth, but it's just not doing anything to you at all because it's just not the right voice for you. Would you agree? I think you would. Because for now, you won't get very much out of me. As far as doing things that might make a person feel like they want to do the things they do. Do the things that people do on here. I would love to give you that. I would absolutely love to give you that, but I can't. Not right now, anyway. But I feel like this place, this little spot on Reddit needs to be expanded a little bit because I believe there are many of you that have absolutely beautiful, delicious voices, and you don't always have to do the things that I would love to do. I admire you for doing it. I appreciate it. But I also feel like there needs to be a little spot, maybe a little acceptance, maybe a little hug to embrace the people that don't want to be the lurkers, but they want to contribute in some way, shape, or form. And they might have the voice where they can just talk about their grocery list and the salad that they're going to make when they go home. They might have that voice that makes somebody purr, if that makes sense. And I know what you know. I know you know what I mean. So, with that being said, hopefully I won't be booted out for not having a titillating enough post. Maybe I could say a few words before I leave. Oh, I know. I know what I could do for you. I could read my dirty haiku that I wrote. And this is an original piece. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Since I have to put something a little bit titillating, I guess. Dirty haiku, where are you? Okay, here we go, dirty haiku. Does anyone know what a haiku is? Well, I didn't know what a haiku was until about maybe a month ago. So it is a poem of sorts. It is 5 syllables for the first line, 7 for the second line, and 5 for the third line. All right? And how you figure out syllables, I'm sure you already know, but I'll just explain it anyway. Hold your hand underneath your chin and talk. And when your chin bobs down and hits your hand, that's a syllable. Syllable. Okay, dirty haiku. Licking your soft lips, squeezing my thighs together. You're my sweet torture. I think that's kind of dirty. Anyway, maybe I'm just like the innocent dirty kind. I don't know. But I can guarantee you there are people that like types like me. Anyway, here's another one. Sexy haiku. Steamy hot shower. Cinnamon scented soap suds slide down my body. Yep, that's all I have for you. I hope you enjoyed. And I have posted these before on certain social media places I've been. So with any luck, nobody recognizes me. I'm probably revealing my identity, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, we all have sides to ourselves. And if somebody is going to expect me to be this little innocent little thing, well, they can just go fuck off. So, anyway, all right. Hopefully this is titillating enough. Have a good night.